Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And of course, joined in the studio now by my friend Steph Moon. Good evening, how are you doing?
Good evening, Will.
So, it's been a wet old week, hasn't it?
Oh, horrible week. And, yep, well, we're still smiling, though, and we're making the most of it, Will.
We are still smiling. We're here with the Food and Drink Show till 8 o'clock tonight. And then you're going to an event in... We're actually going to two separate events in Harrogate tonight. I'm hosting a quiz in Scran. And you're hosting the long table dinner at the Valley Gardens
with
this evening.
Harrogate International Festivals. Can't wait. It's a brilliant event. And down there at the Sun Pavilions under the colonnade. And yeah, we're hosting this big one massive long table with nearly 100 people sat at it. So it's going to be an interesting evening. We're going to have our sou'westers on, I think, Will.
The Sun Pavilion, where it's not sunny at the moment.
The not-so-sunny Sun Pavilion tonight.
Okay, so tell us about this dish, then, because this is something that you're going to be serving tonight at the
pavilions. It is, yeah. So the whole idea of this menu was something a bit magical, a bit different, and we're serving, very much in season at the moment, our peaches. So we're serving a giant peach. So a bit like James and the Giant Peach, this is Will and the Giant Peach here in Stray
FM. Something like that. Yeah, we'll take that. I mean, it's the first time I think we've ever had a giant peach in the studio, but you know, this show's full of firsts.
So yeah, so we've got in here, we have got white peach and elderflower jelly. We have roast peach. We have a millefeuille of peaches with raspberries. And then we've got some white chocolate buttons. We've got some passion fruit curd. And we've got some clotted cream mousse. So it's rich. It's decadent. It's very peachy, very fruity and very summery. Unlike the weather.
And just how long?
I feel like I should be doing rice pudding, Will.
Yeah, well, I know with the weather, I understand that. But this is an absolute masterpiece. Just how long has this taken you to put together, Steph?
Well, it's an interesting thing because I've never made a giant peach before, and I have to say it's been fun to do. I took a bit of advice from my friend Dion at Rudding Park, pastry chef, and he said to me, Steph, you need to get some red cocoa butter. So I've mixed white chocolate with red cocoa butter to give this peach-like effect on the inside of a large glass bowl. And then filled in the top, we've got our dessert, and we've got big sprouting shoots of elderflower coming out of it, fresh elderflower. So it actually looks like a giant peach.
I do take my hat off to you because, you know, working in the business for as long as you have and doing such a great job, it'd be easy to just recycle the recipes, but you're always up for trying something new.
Oh, I love a challenge, and I love to do something different. And last year, our dessert at the long table dinner was very different. This year, we've gone for very different again. So I'm hoping that even though it's going to be wet out there, even though they're going to be wet and windy, I'm hoping that our customers tonight are going to have the best night of their lives.
I'm sure it's going to go down a treat, Steph. Best of luck with the dinner, and thank you for joining us in the studio.
Yay!